in the afternoon, and welcome listeners worldwide to Let's Do It Radio Sunday Service, sponsored by none other than doitallinthemall.com. Today is Sunday, March 28, 2021. I am your hostess, Ms. Inez, owner and fashion designer of Anais Falco Designs, broadcasting out of Tampa, Florida, where all entrepreneurs can be found on the homepage of doitallinthemall.com under the client section, as well as their website, where you can securely shop online 24/7 for anything you need, as well as great listening entertainment wherever you may be. Psalms 33:12. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he hath chosen for his own inheritance. 1 Peter 2:9. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Deuteronomy 7:6. For thou art an holy people unto the Lord thy God. The Lord thy God hath chosen thee to be a special people unto himself above all people that are called upon the face of the earth. Matthew 20:16. So the last shall be first, and the first last. For many be called, but few chosen.
I'm chosen. So many times so many times I wonder why. Like, why did you choose me? Why would you care about my eyes? And now I know that I know that I know that you love me. And I'm sure that I know that I know that you called me. Out of the many others you saw me, you called me, you chose me. I'm chosen. Lord, you got me singing.
You got me feeling. your love, it got me singing. Oh yeah, brand new mercies every morning.
Oh yeah,
yeah, yeah. Lord, your grace it overwhelms me.
Oh yeah,
oh yeah, see your favor all.
A commercial, and then we will have a prayer by Reverend Ronnie Marshall.
We do not own the rights to any information or music you hear at Let's Do It Radio.
And a prayer by Reverend Ronnie Marshall.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank thee for this day, and we thank thee for thy word. We thank thee for Jesus. We thank thee for the resurrection. Now, Lord, let us tap into the new nature that we may call those things that are not as though they were through you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Thank God. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Now we're going to have a song called Praying Man, which is off of Reverend Ronnie Marshall's album, Praying Man album, which I will be playing his songs throughout his service today. And I think there's just one song, plus the one I just played, Chosen, which is not off of his album. So go out and listen to his album, purchase his album. So, Praying Man.
Lord, for you till we can't pray no more. Let us pray, pray when we feel good, when everything's going fine. Ooh, let us pray when it seems like we got happiness, and let us pray when everything is fine. Ooh, you pray for me, and I'll pray for you, till we can't pray no more.
Can't pray no more. Reverend Ronnie Marshall is assistant pastor at Virginia Baptist Church in Wrightsville, Arkansas, and he's been there for 8 years. He is a soft-spoken man who has been a national ambassador for Christ for years. And he's also been to my hometown and spoke down the street from where I attended church probably when I was there, and I didn't even know it. Reverend Marshall is a singer, songwriter, guitar player, recording artist, and TV producer with a current record entitled The Praying Man Album. After we hear another one of his selections from his album, he will be graced with the words from Reverend Ronnie Marshall. We will now hear Lord, Touch Me Again. And now we'll hear from Reverend Ronnie Marshall out of Wrightsville, Arkansas.
Good evening, everyone, and God bless you. Grateful for the marvelous opportunity to be able to share with you on this fourth Sunday.
Thank you.
And so grateful for Sister Inez and Sharon for their kindness. And
thank you.
They are the people that keep the wheels spinning and do it all in the mall, and the other staff and colleagues and constituents as well. Today, I'm very happy and overwhelmed for this opportunity because I found out in my life God has used me to open doors for others. And I had to grow to understand the power of that lifestyle that God created for me. Now, what he speaks to one, he demands of all. So let us all be door openers for all of those people around us and those that may not be around us but may come into our viewpoint. Let us be a door opener. Again, I'm overwhelmed and thank you. But there is a word from the Lord, and as some of you heard and some of you know, that I'll be ministering on the fourth Sunday, do it all in the mall, and just wanted to kind of put this out there. There will be other ministers, evangelists, and some bishops, and perhaps even some of the apostles that I will invite from time to time to minister. I don't have just the word by itself. There are others that the Lord has anointed to minister unto the people that he has created. And
amen.
I want to be a door opener, not a vault gate keeper. The vault gates were the keepers of those languages that only them and others understood, and everybody else had to kind of be dictated by them. I don't want to be a vault gatekeeper. I want to be a door opener in the house of the Lord. Now, for the most part, there is a word from the Lord that he shared with me and impressed upon me to share with you all. And pray for peace. Pray for peace. That don't be rioting and a whole lot of vindictiveness, but pray that there be peace and people tap into that mature part of them. And we're asking that you encourage people that you know that would possibly be there at the trial or either be outside with the protesting, but let it be, pray that it be peaceful and prayerful and encourage others to be mature about any given situation that the Lord will allow us to experience. Now, for the most part, we're going to now get into the word of the Lord. And just a short thing here. Those albums, that album, Praying Mantis, the latest album, is no more than a month old. But you can purchase that album on Amazon, and you can go to CD Baby. You can go to all of the outlets, stores that online, and you can get this album. Spotify, you can see it on all of the stores. So you're welcome to go out and get it. And have it a part of your souvenir cabinet, you know? Very well. For the Lord, no, let me just share. I'll be reading from Psalms 135. And I'll start at the third verse, and then I'll go as the Lord shall lead me. If you have your Bibles, Psalms 135, verses 3, I began at 3, and I'll go as the Lord shall lead me, and you go as the Lord shall lead you out of this passage of Scripture, and we'll be together very well. Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing praises unto his name, for it is pleasant. For the Lord had chosen Jacob unto himself, and Israel for his peculiar treasure. I want to stop right there. For the Lord has chosen Jacob unto himself, and Israel for his peculiar treasure. Now, when the Lord was sharing with me and impressed upon me to share with you that are listening today, you have been chosen by God for himself.
Mm-hmm.
There's another passage of scripture that can be called a twin to this, and it's over in Revelation 4 and 11. Well, the Bible says, all honor and glory and dominion belongeth unto God, for God has created all things for himself. They are and were created. All of us was created to make God happy, and he created us for himself. Now, you have been chosen 9 months before your mama and daddy got together in intimacy, or either before conception was brought forth for as yourself is concerned, 9 months before you were in the mind of God. Mm. And God, in that 9 month period before he brought your mama and daddy together for intimacy to be a transfigurational way, getting you from eternity to the earth, God fashioned you. And he made you who you are. Now, he did not make a mistake about your gender. He did not make a mistake about your talents. He did not make a mistake about anything concerning you, because he had 9 months after eternity to get you together. And then called forth a union between your daddy and your mama. And then laid you in the wombs after conception, but you was a prepared person already. That's why he said he could separate you in the womb of your mama. Now, he knew who you was going to be. He knew when you got to the earth how that he knew that you would go through trials and tribulations. He knew how you would deal with it, because he had fashioned you to deal with it. See, it's not so much that you have learned to be strong and mature through your training from the agnostics universities and from all of the sayings and all of the history and all of the traditions and rituals and all of this kind of thing. You have not developed a strong constitution by that, but God had already given you a strong constitution before he laid you in the wounds. That's why he said, I separated you unto myself. Now, after you got to the earth, and then you learned all of your customs and your traditions and all of your environmental upbringing and all of this kind of thing, and you adapted to culture and culture habits, well, God knew that that would happen in your life, because your teachers were not teaching perfection, but they were teaching how to be competitive in a world that they thought had the answer to all things. But it's been proven that the world never did have the answer to all things. God is the only one with the answers to all things, and he's the only one that gives us intellect and logic from above. Remember, the scripture said, all good and perfect gifts come from above. So if anybody come up with a new ideal, if anybody come up with a creative passion that changes everybody's point of view, it's simply that they didn't do it themselves. Yes, in Romans, the first chapter, it tells us even when they knew it was God, they didn't want to acknowledge that it was him. They wanted everybody to be giving them chicanery from the valley, saying he did this and Benjamin did this and A did this and all of this kind of thing, all of these delusional means of power. Well, God had already done that for you. Now, after you've grown up and become mature adults and you've learned through your experiences that it was because you had to call upon him in every experience that you had, and he was the only one, through all of your experience, was there all the time. He was there when your relationships went bad. He was there when they started. He was there when he told you don't do it. You said, yeah, I'm going to do it. He was there when he said, don't party tonight. Stay in and pray. You said, no, I'm going out and party, and a bad thing happened at the party. He knows because he had to protect you while you was in the midst of the bad thing, so he knew everything about you.
Right.
You know, he said, I predestinated you before the beginning of the world. Before your life started, God has predestinated it already and predestined a road that you would walk upon in your life. Now, because of lies and because of rituals and because of misrepresentations of the truth, you got sidetracked like so many of us did. That's why it was necessary for the blood of Jesus to purge our conscience from experience that had us imprisoned to ourselves. The logic, the agnosticism, the lies, the delusional conspiracies of what was what without this and without man. Man wanted to be front center in God's creation mind, and it can't happen. Because he's chosen us unto himself. Now notice, after all of the bad experiences we had when we came to Jesus, then we still had some trials and tribulations, but then he taught us through his word how to change our nature. He taught us how to change our nature from a beastful mentality to the mentality of a humble lamb. He taught us how to do it through our experience. We learn obedience through the things that we suffered. So now maturity has set in, and like some folks say, I'm grown now. God has chosen you now. God has chosen you now to himself. He wants you back, in other words. And some folks say, well, I'm too far gone. Some folks say, I ain't going to change. I'm studying my ways. Some folks say, well, I got my mythology of life, and it's been working for me, so I'm going to keep going like I'm going. But then you keep going into the same experiences that causes you to cry. Pain. Be with it. Being bobulated. Being confused. Why? Because God has chosen you for himself. And you keep saying, I'm going to do it the way of the world and the way that seems good and right to me. And it don't work that way. Because remember now, 9 months before you was conceived, you were being fashioned by God. So God got control of you. He got control of me. God got control of everything that's going on. That's why he could send the pandemic and shut everything down. Everything. Everybody had to stay in the house. Because God said, I'm God. They can say all they want to, that they have invented technology to make things happen. No, they derived the technology from the Spirit of God. When God spoke the existence of the world, guess what happened? Dry land came out of water.
Right.
He has chosen us to himself, and he made Israel a peculiar treasure. Jacob, he called. Now, why Jacob and why Israel? Well, remember, the Israel nation began with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So being that the Israel nation began with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and we are the descendants, because he said, your seed shall be as the sands of the sea, Lord. So since we are the descendant of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and we're his, and he gave us a promise because he gave them a promise. He said, you're going to be blessed, even your seed's going to be blessed. So failure and poverty, povisticism, all of that, it don't belong to a nation of people. They just embraced it because of the delusion and illusions of their teachings and teachers. History has said that people of color who were brought here on a ship were valueless and meaningless What is that far from the truth as day is from night? Amen. The history tells you of slavery, but it doesn't tell you the initial nation of slavery. It didn't tell you how it became from a trade to treating humans like dogs or unhumane. It don't tell you that it was a trade, bargain, deal. But they brought it and put it into a system, and to belittle and demean a person from their identity, they put them in feathers and chains. Now,
right.
All of those people that came from Africa, Africa was not a place that burnt slaves.
Mm-hmm.
They were chosen people, just like there's chosen people in the Western Hemisphere. There's chosen people in the Northern Hemisphere. There's chosen people in the Southern Hemisphere. God had chosen a lot of people from situations to experiences to this time existing now. But he knows that you're going to be victorious because he designed you to be victorious. If a perfect God didn't think that you were fit, he would not be calling you back to himself.
Right.
Now, some people say, well, I'm dealing with being caught up with separatism. Everybody is separated. Everybody excludes me. And I'm all alone. And I'm here, but it ain't nobody but me. No, it's not. Now, you begin to sound like Elijah when you do that. He said, they done killed all the prophets, and it ain't nobody but me, and they after my life too. And God said, no, it ain't just you. He said, I have 7,000 that have not bowed to the image of Baal and to no molten image. And so if it was 7,000 when Elijah was here, so think about all the people that are right now going through what you're going through for the sake of God, because God has chosen you unto himself.
Wow.
And he's made the believers of him be a peculiar people, treasure that he treasures. Now I can see why God treasures his creation. Because he desires for us to take on his holy and perfect and righteous character. He desires for us to be just like him. He made us in his image. He wanted us to possess the power to make it rain, power to make it life come again out of the dead. He wanted us to have all of this. Matter of fact, he just wanted us to have it. He gave it to us.
Yes.
Now, since he chose us to himself, he created us. Then we ought to have enough respect, since we matured in intellect and logic. We ought to have enough maturity to submit ourselves unto him.
Amen.
Now, why did he choose us unto himself? He chose us unto himself and opened our eyes that we might understand it, that we might take on his nature.
Mm-hmm.
You see, the difference between the nature of Adamicism, the fallen nature of Adam and Eve, and our nature through the resurrection of Jesus, the difference is the nature of Jesus gives us a new practical way of life.
Mm-hmm.
God calling us to himself and choosing us to himself is giving us a new practical way of life. What am I saying? The way that we used to wake up and deal with all of the world's issues and the ills of our society and the history of our lives and the crumbling foundations around us. Well, then he's telling us he did not want us to be prisonated daily in our practical way of life with just worries and cares. That's why he told us to cast all of your cares upon me, for I care for you. All your cares upon me, for I care for you, he says. Now, telling us, don't get caught up with your dilemmas, but get caught up in me, in my presence, in my spirit, so that I can give you strength to walk in love 24 hours a day. So I can give you courage to have joy 24 hours in a day. So I can give you the understanding how to have peace
24 hours in a day. He said, I want you to take on my perfect and holy and righteous character, which is apart from the academicism of the world. Somebody say, what do you mean, academicism? The fallen nature of mankind, to all of the ills of our society, to the brokenness of hearts and mentalities, to those that are so been so debated and have so low self-esteem until they run around killing each other and then kill two, three, ten people sitting up in the stores, and because they got the nature of the world, which is the nature of Lucifer, which is rob, kill, steal, and destroy.
Destroy.
God said, I've chosen you unto myself, and I've made you a peculiar people by way of the covenant that I made with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You are their descendant. He said, I made the covenant with you, with them, and I made you a promise. So stop chasing survival and live by the promise. When you live by the promise in the new nature of God, then all things are yours. All you got to do is not accept the negativity of Lucifer speaking into your mind in the morning by way of thought entry, but you got to wake up and follow that perfect spirit that gave you a sweet rest, and that is the Spirit of God. Don't listen to the voice that come in to distract your peace that you had when you was in that glorious sleep, but then listen to the God that held you while you sleep and kept you while you slept. Listen to him, not the dictating voice of Lucifer.
Amen.
The dictating voice of Lucifer, he come in with your problems, and he come with you trying to figure out how you're going to solve them. And he comes with all kind of hindrance and tormented things to keep you from being who God wants you to be in his nature, like him. If you're like him, he made you in his image, then all things are yours because he created all things.
Yes, he did.
So we'll stop right there.
Hmm.
But God has chosen us unto himself.
Yes, he has.
And made all the followers, made all of the followers of the nation of the of color. He made all of y'all a peculiar treasure unto him.
People.
So never think that you are valueless because demeaning things are coming your way. But stand strong in the power of God and say to those things, the Bible says, call those things that are not as though they were. And what is that to say? When the enemy comes in like a flood, then God lifts up a standard against him. Remember, 9 months before your conception, you were in the mind of God. You come from perfection.
Yes.
He shapes us back up through by his spirit for perfection again. And then it's an everlasting love.
But
you got to tap into the nature knowing that God has chosen you unto him. Don't search out who you should be in the United States of America, but search out who you should be in God who chose you and created you. Because if you find out who you should be in God, then you'll be able to deal with the United States of America. You'll be able to deal with its isms and its schisms and all of this kind of thing and all of the conspiracies and all of the blindness of them that have been blinded by the god of darkness of this world. You'll be able to deal with it, and it won't affect your joy. It won't affect your peace. It won't affect your prosperity. Everything that's going on has nothing to do with you when you realize you've been chosen for God.
Right.
They trying to outdo God. Lucifer's always trying to outdo God. But God is the true and wise God. He's always trying to imitate Jesus. But Jesus is the resurrected one from the dead. Lucifer's still dead. He's going to die forever. He's going to be in the lake of fire. He got his punishment. He got it coming just like he put it on people. This is going to be put on him even worse than what it is now. You see, he's tormented now knowing that he can never get back to God. So we'll stop right here. But know that God has chosen you unto himself. Don't try to figure out why nobody don't like you, and don't try to figure out why you seem to be in such a raid, exile place
Don't think that way. Know that you're admired by three different worlds. You're admired by heaven and the host of angels. You're admired by the people here on the earth. And you also are observed by the demons in hell. So you got plenty of company if you're by yourself. Amen.
Amen. That's right.
But God has chosen you unto him. So just listen to the angels. For the Bible says the angels are encamped around about the righteous. You don't belong to no, you don't belong to no fallen nature, but you are a child of God, which is forever and ever, even after this life is over, you move to the new world and live again. There is no death for the righteous. There's an exit, but there's no death for the righteous. What Jesus said, he that believeth in me shall live and never die. You that have the personality of angels right now, you shall have great success upon the earth. If you tune into that nature of God, which he's chosen you to do so, that he might be pleased with you, you're going to have great success. Your battles are going to be fought before you get into them. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Your wars are going to be ended in victory before you lift a hand to fight anyone, because God said, if you be still and know that I'm God, then I'll fight your battles. And if we tune ourselves into God, in which he made us in his image, we're going to be victorious in every way. Our sleep is going to be sweet sleep. Our health is going to be good health. Our bank accounts won't run out, but they're going to overflow, that we might become the lenders and not the borrowers. We must apply ourselves to the enlightenment of the Word of God. Now, Sister Inez.
Yes.
And to you that are listening, will we have a song or go ahead to call of discipleship?
Prayer. Prayer after you finish and then the song.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We'll pray. Father God, Jehovah, in the mighty majestic name of Jesus, Lord, let all that heard this word, let it resonate in their brain, and then let it be that the Spirit might regurgitate it to their mind, to their hearts, and to their souls. Let them know that you call them unto you, and you are there for them. If they have an emergency, they don't have to dial 911, but call you, Jesus, and you'll be there. You'll be right there because you're there already. You said that you're encamped about the righteous. And Lord, let our way be prosperous, and let us be a blessing to pull people to you. Let us encourage folk to live for God around us, and wherever we tread, Lord, let us be a witness of how you brought us out and how you fixed our situations and our experiences, that we had peace, power, and plenty afterwards. Let us acknowledge you, God, the knowledge and the creativity that you've given to us before we knew ourselves. We thank you, Lord. Save those that are lost. Give them a mind to be saved. And give them a mind to desire your will and your way, that their lives will be better in the future. In the name of Jesus, we bind all the powers of darkness, and we loose all the powers of heaven, all illness and all ailments that people are dealing with that's a part of you, God, of your chosen. We bind the spirit of darkness. We bind the spirit of darkness, all of the diseases and all of the infirmities and all of the hindrance and all of the negativities and all of the enemy tactics. We bind it in the name of Jesus. And we loose all the powers of heaven. All the powers of heaven, as it is in heaven, so it is on the earth. Give your people the mind to think in the new nature. What Jesus said, he that cometh into me shall be a new creature, and all things are passed away. In the name of Jesus, we declare that all of the listeners that are listening become new creatures and walk in the new nature.
Yeah.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Now we'll have a song, Jesus, Blessed Savior, and then invitation to
this song is my praise and worship song right here, y'all.
Okay. Okay. To Christian discipleship and then benediction.
Father God, for all of those that are listening who don't know you, you can come to Jesus wherever you are, whatever state of being that you're in, whatever situation that you're in, you can come and you can be God's chosen one. Because he's chosen you before your life began. Don't waste time. Don't lose years when you can start right now serving God. All you got to do is ask for forgiveness for the wrongs you've done to yourself and others. Ask God to come into your heart, in your life, and be Lord over your life. And let him be Lord over your life. You may not understand how to do that, but all you got to do is follow his principles. All you got to do is understand. He loved you with an everlasting love, and with his love and kindness, he drawn you. So wherever you are, no longer to stay in trouble, no longer to be confused in your mind, no longer go down a dead-end road, but come to the water where you can drink and thirst no more, which is the word of life, the word of God. Get in the church. Get in some kind of gathering where the word of the Lord is going on. Listen. Learn. He'll speak to you no matter where you are. Come to Jesus today.
Yes.
While there's time. God bless you.
Amen. Now we will have benediction, yes.
Father God, Jehovah, as we depart from this gathering by way of radio, let us not leave your presence. Let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, our Redeemer, let us go in the way of your Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
And for those of you who have decided to have Christ into your life, we invite you to attend Wednesday night Bible studies every other Wednesday with Reverend Carolyn McCullough and her husband, Rodney McCullough. And you can call in at 845-241-9985 on Wednesdays, and I'll give you the times throughout the rest of the service.
We do not own the rights to any information or music you hear at Let's Do It Radio.
This has been your hostess, Miss Inez, owner and fashion designer of Anais.Cool Designs out of Tampa, Florida. And you have been listening to Sunday Service, where you can find this program and all past episodes on Let's Do It Radio, found on the homepage and sponsored by doitallinthemall.com. Special thank you to our guest speaker, Reverend Ronnie Marshall, Assistant Pastor, out of Virginia Beach Church, Wrightsville, Arkansas, for being with us today and his message of God has chosen us to himself, taken out of Psalms 135, 4 and 5. And we also had a couple of other callers inners, if you want to say, that listened in on us with us today, and we appreciate them for listening as well. And we thank you for sharing your words and for joining us in today's service, as well as all Let's Do It Radio Sunday Service listening audience. Do It All in the Mall has been in business for over 13 years and is a secure 24/7 online shopping mall, providing over 5,000 of your favorite stores, as well as stores you may not be familiar with. You can shop for anything you need and find great listening entertainment, all in the comfort of wherever you may be. The religious section has all your religious items, such as Bibles in all languages, religious charms and religious t-shirts, and gift shops with anointing oils, and memorial shops with more shops coming in the future. We would love to put your religious products in the mall. And from the homepage, that can be done by going to doitallinthemall.com and complete the contact us information and send it to us, and we will gladly respond. And as you shop through the mall, the more funds we build up and the commission is earned on qualified purchases going back into your community where your money matters. You can change lives and make lives matter while making a difference worldwide. So make Do It All in the Mall your shopping headquarters. It's very easy to shop through, and there's a video on the homepage of Do It All the Mall. It teaches you how to shop. So take a tour of the website while listening to the service. Donations are also welcome by clicking the donation button on the homepage of doitallinthemall.com as well. The call-in number is 845-241-9985 for the shows Tuesdays through Fridays, and listening in on Sundays as it's done today, with the show times of 3 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Mountain, 5 p.m. Central, and 6 p.m. Eastern, alternating Tuesdays through evenings, with our newest member, Sabitri Crenshaw, with investment specialist Think Wealth and Let's Prosper, the same time as Stephanie Lott-Whitfield on her Wednesday evening, Why Does Love Hurt? She is a relationship specialist. And the time is 6 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Mountain, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern, and her show times are Wednesday evening. So please share this information with your church members. And wouldn't you like to share the love with everyone on social media? Go ahead. Spread the word. The bigger the crowd, the broader the spectrum, and more people will come to Jesus and learn about how he loves you. Thank you for listening to Let's Do It Radio. You'll do it all in the mall. And we pray you receive something uplifting from today's service. So be blessed and stay blessed until we meet again. And as we go through the trial for George Floyd, please, please, please keep Jesus in your heart and don't riot. Don't go out and fight, and don't go out and cause havoc, wreak havoc, break into stores, because they're just going to have to build the stores up after everything is done. So please just pray that we have the right outcome of the trial for Mr. Chauvin, for what he did for kneeling for 8 minutes and 46 seconds on the neck of George Floyd. Remember, keep George Floyd's family in prayer, and just lift up each and every one of us in prayer as we close out with the rest of the songs from the Praying Man's album, Love Lifted Me, as his closing song.
Love, 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 love ever hung up a hollow pen. And the light thereof, ooh, the light thereof, my heart is red. Ooh, love, 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 love. Pick my heart up, pick my heart up, cut it all out, play my life.
Terry on the altar.
To the altar, standing in need of prayer. As the Terry lies, I'm Jesus there.
You took my back with England and sorrow all the way. Changed my darkness
to a lighter day. I had to Terry, Terry there. On the altar, God, of my needs and secret. But to the altar, altar of God, had a maid of man.
I had a sit still,
Terry, I carry there. Oh, man, I need chili buns. It wasn't secret, secret prayer.
I've waited all
on the Lord.
I know you'll be there.
Franklin, I say a little prayer.
Oh, church is this? Before you sit down and tell them, this is a sanctified church. You may be seated. I can get me one right now. We ain't but to the second song. But my sanctified feet feel like testifying. But you don't know what he done for me. You don't know like I know.
He don't know what he done for him, but Charlie Wilson says, I'm blessed.
Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed, yes. Living every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed, yes, I'm blessed, yes. Waking up, thanking God. Every day is feeling just like Sunday. White fly by my side. Green light, everything is going my way. Riding clean, living dreams. Left the barber and I'm feeling like Midas. Heard him say, give him praise. What's in the water got you acting like this? Ain't a day gone by that I don't try to thank the Lord up above. And if you wonder why I'm loving life, come close and I tell you what's up. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed, yes. Living every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed, yes, I'm blessed, yes. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed, yes. Living every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed, yes, I'm blessed, yes. Playing cards, laughing hard, barbecuing, waking up the whole block. Music loud, turning out, little kids are breaking out the bus stop. Life is good, really good, and every moment, no, I can't forget. I gotta say, I won't change. You're the reason that I am like this. In a day gone by that I don't try to thank the Lord up above. And if you wonder why I'm loving life, come close and I tell you what's up. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed, yes. Living every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed, yes, I'm blessed, yes. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed, yes. Living every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed, yes, I'm blessed, yes, I'm blessed. I'm blessed, I'm blessed, I'm blessed.
Nothing but being easy like Sunday morning.
Thank you.
It's easy like a Sunday morning. Father, can you hear me? George Floyd tribute song by Kedron Bryant, I Just Want to Live.
I'm a young black man doing all that I can to stand. Oh, but when I look around and I see what's being done to my kind, being harmed to this prey, my people. had enough of the struggle. I just wanna live. I just wanna live.
I just want to live. Thank you so much for listening to Sunday service. We are blessed in the city. We are blessed in the country. And just like I say, pray one for another. Keep each other lifted up throughout the week. And let the church say amen, amen, amen again.
Amen.